Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. Guys, this is Medicare Enrollment Week, or month, October 2021. So the plans for 2022 are out as we are talking right now. You cannot put an application in until the 15th. However, you can start talking to people and the agents can start talking about the plans that are available for 2022. I am Percy Ihara, your host here and the publisher of Generations Magazine. And also, a lot of people know this, my day job is the reverse mortgage. And I always have to do, I always have to tell people that for disclosure purposes, my NMLS number is 582-944. So just want to let you guys, just for compliance sakes. You know, it's really, really important. We're always very upfront and transparent, and including our reverse mortgage business. But anyway, today is our co-sponsor, by the way, with reverse mortgage funding is Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. And welcome back to the show, Margaret.
Well, thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah, you know, this is October. Enrollment period is right around the corner, and I'm glad you're here because I know everybody's gearing up.
Yes.
I mean, Medicare has become a big animal,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes.
You know, what year did they change everything? Like when they did the, do you remember, were you in it when they had the, was it Obama era when they started doing the Part D plans and things like that?
It was under President Bush started Part D.
Okay. And what year was that? 2010 or something like that? 12? I can't even remember.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
Sorry.
But, you know, I've been doing reverse mortgage since 2002. Having the magazine in 2010, and it's amazing. Every year it evolves, and albeit all people listening, it has gotten better.
Yes.
You know, you've been doing this how long now?
Gosh, since 2016, when it first started.
2016? No, 2006, wasn't it? No? Because you've been in the magazine for several years.
Okay, well,
Anyway,
it's been a long time. Whenever the prescription drug plan started under President Bush.
Okay.
Because I was doing group medical plan, and I felt, hey, I'm already in the business. Everybody gets older, so this will be a natural for me to help people understand when they turn 65 and think about retirement.
Right.
This is the perfect business for me.
Right. Yeah, I've been in the mortgage business since 1988, and my friend approached me about late 2001, early 2002, asked about a reverse mortgage, and I knew really nothing about it until I did my research on aging, and I got into this business. But I know a lot of my friends, you people, you probably know, asked me, "Hey, you should sell Medicare plans." You know, I said, "You guys are kind of complicated. Every year it changes, right?"
Every year,
and every year you have to gear up to learn and do different things, right?
Yes, yes. We all have to get recertified for every plan for every carrier.
Wow.
So for me, I want to be a broker so that I can give my clients more options, mm-hmm, because there's no one plan that does everything. And everything really is determined by who the members' doctors are and medications. And that's what we think we do, unlike most other places, is that we really customize it to the individual. Even husband and wife could have two separate plans because their doctors are different and their medications are different and their health are different. So we want to make sure that every year as these plans change, as there are more deductibles or no deductibles, we want to make sure they're in the right plan, because if they're not, it could be very expensive for them the following year.
Yeah, and it's something that I think a lot of people, you know, I run into people every day that we talk about, when I find out they're over 65 or getting ready to retire at 64, 65, they always tell me the same thing. Oh, yeah, I got this. I said, I got this. Well, I'm going to switch over this. I said, well, you really need to look hard at all the different plans. And I refer people to you as well. But, you know, working with a broker is not like the mortgage business. Now, correct if I'm wrong, the brokers all get paid the same. commission,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
On all the plans.
On all the plans.
See,
yes.
As a mortgage broker, a lot of people don't know. Mortgage brokers, that specific loan officer can add or reduce your commission, his commission, or add or reduce the rate, or add and reduce the closing costs.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you know, I work with a lot of great brokers. Don't get me wrong, I'm not putting down brokers, but there's a lot of great ones out there. Shop around, give me a call. I can refer you to some good ones. But it's really important. But on the Medicare side, I mean, this is your life. This is your health, isn't that?
And there's a lot of changes coming up. And as we get older, it becomes more important because we rely on that insurance so much.
Yep.
And especially in the area of medication, because medications are getting so expensive that we really need to understand how that works and making sure that we're in the right one.
Right.
And because these plans change so much every year, that's why during this time period, we're working literally 5-7 days a week, 10-hour days, because we want to make sure we fit everyone that wants to have this review to understand what their changes are for next year. So we're ready and ready to go.
I'll tell you, you know, I always talk to people and I go, oh, yeah, I'm good. I don't take any medication. I said, yeah, right now, let's hope it continues. I've actually talked to two people in the last 2 weeks that they were pretty healthy. And all of a sudden, they went to the doctor and said, oh, you got to get some medication. Then they realized that, oh, this plan doesn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they retired the Medicare plan, there was a higher copay.
Because the drug plan, when you're working, that's why the group medical plan premiums is so much higher than your Medicare premium, because they will cover your drugs at a much lower cost. But when you're in the Medicare space, you're under a whole different rules, set of rules, and that's where you get into those donut holes, the different tiers of drugs. And those are things that you need to understand as we start aging, because the cost of those things are very expensive. And you need to work very closely with your doctors, because our job is not to tell you what drugs to take, but to give you the cost. What you have to do is discuss it with your doctors. We literally will do the research with Medicare.gov to let them know what the cost is and say, make sure your doctor realize how expensive this medication is, and is there an alternative to this medication? Because if it works, you're going to have to just bite the bullet and take it because you want to get better. But don't start being your own doctor by cutting it in half or taking every other day, because you're not going to get better, you're going to get worse. So don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Take what is prescribed, but have these discussions every year with your doctors, because it's critical.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't talk to a doctor about that.
Yes.
You know. Anyway, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. You are an insurance broker.
Yes,
you cover almost all the plans, if not all. And it's really something that people, guys, this is the enrollment period, and you, even though you want to probably, you will probably maybe even keep the same plan, always make sure you check your medications. But what are some of the basics? Let's say I'm 64. Going to be turning 65 by the end of, let's say, in a year's time. What's some of the basic things I need to do? And tell me if I'm working or not working, what I need to do.
Okay, very good, because there's two very separate things.
And guys, yes, pay attention. It does make a difference, let me tell you.
Okay.
And then maybe we can talk about, so that because I'm only 61, a lot of my friends are about my same age, and we, you know, almost every week somebody brings it up to me in a serious case. So if you're working or not working. And then what about income qualification? Do you cover those plans as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
okay, let's take the while you're still working.
Okay.
So if you're still working, and also we'll take it in two different categories, because the size of your company or the size of your business makes
that.
A huge difference. I'm going to just take it from the beginning, which will be if you're individual, like I am. I was self-employed. I was a sole proprietor. And for the first time in my life, I couldn't wait to get old, because I was paying over close to $1,000 just like 5 years ago for my single premium for a very good plan. But it was getting expensive. When I went into Medicare, the cost had a major reduction. Even though, granted, the cost of your Medicare Part B, as in boy, your outpatient services, is based on your income. So if you're making less than $88,000 as a single person, or $176,000 adjusted gross now, as a married couple.
Adjusted gross means net.
Net, okay. After all your expenses.
Got it.
So Social Security is going to look at your tax return, but they will always look at your tax return 2 years prior.
Oh.
So for 2021, they're looking at your 2019 adjusted gross. Oh. In 2022, January, they're going to reset and look at your 2020 adjusted gross.
Oh.
So if that year, say 2019, you sold a house, your huge capital gain, your Part B premium can be increased dramatically.
They don't look at, oh, a one-time event like we do in a mortgage business?
No, it's just always that year that it hits. Exactly.
Jeez. Yikes.
And so because of COVID, because of this year of people being locked down, people not being able to work, it's been really, really tough. And while everybody else has been slowing down, I've been gearing up because everybody's been coming to see me because now they're impacted. They were working, they had a great job, they had a great business, and all of a sudden, boom, they had to make a change.
Yeah.
So if they were 65 and they were individually employed, well, let's do it before 65. If you are 64, 63, prior to age 65, you have to go to the individual market. And right now, the major individual market is being provided by HMSA and Kaiser. There are some other little plans on the mainland, but predominantly for Hawaii, those are the two individual plans that people go to. What people do not understand is that when they start reaching 65, they should really consider dropping their individual medical plan because it's not considered credible coverage by Medicare.
Credible? So what does that mean?
It means that it's not a plan that is going to be as good as original Medicare, or what Medicare designates. Because if you're a employer group with two or more employees, mm-hmm. you're a group. And if you're under a group plan, you can continue to work and be covered by your employer until whenever you decide to retire.
Does employer, the cost to the employer go down then?
No, because under the Affordable Care Act a couple of years ago, everything was based on age now.
Hmm.
So regardless of how healthy you are, it's all going to be based on your age.
And no, but if an employer is covering you right now, let's say they cover me, I'm 61. I have a regular plan. And then I'm still going to work after 65. I would convert to a Medicare plan. Wouldn't that Medicare plan cost the employer less than a regular health insurance plan?
Technically, it should, but then if you're covered by an employer plan, why would you go into Medicare?
No, I'm not. I'm saying not me.
I know, but that's what I'm saying
costs.
Is that if... Okay, let's take care of the individual. Let me complete that thought first. If you're an individual and you're in the individual market, when you turn 65, you need to prepare to enroll into your Medicare Part A, inpatient hospital, no premium, or Part B, which are all your outpatient services, and that premium is based on your income 2 years prior, okay? So once you have A and B, you can go into different options like Medicare Advantage, which is the most popular because there are zero premium plans that will give you fabulous benefits with a lot of added value benefits. What people don't realize or don't think about is that when you pay a zero monthly premium, your out-of-pocket exposure when you actually go to the doctor and go to the hospital, if you go a lot, your annual maximum out of pocket is $6,700 of medical bill exposure. When you pay a plan a monthly premium, that reduces that. So there's a very popular plan like HMSA that's $126, but their annual maximum drops down to $3,400, which is great. But that's still a lot of money out of your pocket. And what these Medicare Advantage plan does is that it's going to pay that 20% that original Medicare doesn't cover.
Hmm. So I was just thinking from an employer point of view.
For the employer point of view.
Because if I'm working for you and you're my employer, I say, hey, you know, Barbara, you should keep me on. Don't let me go because when I turn 65, your cost from my insurance plan will go down. Does it go down?
No, it doesn't. Because it's still based on age. In fact, it might go up because I'm getting older.
Yeah, but the plan is different than a regular plan.
It's still all based on age.
What do you mean? My health insurance right now at 61?
Yeah.
Based on age?
For, yeah, if you have a very, if you notice, a lot of businesses are getting a lot of younger employees.
Uh-huh.
Because the younger employees are going to cost that employer a lot lower premium.
I never thought about that.
But I try to explain to employers that keeping your older employees that have the relationship, that has a better work ethics, that are more reliable, keep them because they're the one that brought you to where your company's today.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word ageism, but people don't see it that way. They say, oh, he's slower. You know, Margaret over here is younger. She can work faster, do more things. But you're right. When older worker has got more integrity, honesty, they're gonna show up on time. You know, they have the contact. They know how the business is done in Hawaii.
Yes.
But so many people look at the bottom line.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's a reality. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I just think depending on the type of business you're in, you really need to look at relationships. But no, that's a very good. I didn't even think about that. The cost of employers. Insurance for somebody that's 61 or 31, the 61-year-old guy, his cost to the employer's insurance premium will be higher.
Absolutely.
Huh. Never thought about that.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely.
That's so George, our engineer here goes, oh, wow, see, George, you're costing your company less money for health insurance. Okay, so we talked about the person that's going to retire that's working.
Individual.
Yeah.
And also the size of the company is very important. Because if your company is small, with under 20 employees of full and part-time employees, Medicare will be primary and your group health insurance will be secondary. Okay? However, your company cannot force you to take Medicare Part B because it will reduce premium, the employer's premium. Because one thing about Hawaii with prepaid health care, we really protect the employee. So as long as you're working 20 hours, 4 consecutive weeks, you do not have to take Part B. If your employer wants to pay for it for you, hey, that's great. Because your medical plan, your original Medicare will pay the first 80% of any and all your medical bills, and your group medical insurance will pay the balance, and you have no bills. Hmm. So that is a really good thing. Okay? But when you're thinking about retirement, 3 months prior to your retirement, think about applying for your Part B. Because everybody's working from home, Social Security is taking about 60 days to process your Medicare Part B. So don't come to me and just get all excited and say, oh, good, I'm going to retire. And you didn't apply for your Part B because it's going to take a while. If that happens, you may have to either go into COBRA. Hmm. Or you may be without coverage for a couple of months until you get your Medicare Part B in place. So those are very critical time periods. But if you're in good health, why pay the $148 minimum, $148.50 per person per month if you don't have to?
Okay? Yeah.
For larger groups of 20-plus employees, your group medical plan is primary and your Medicare is secondary.
Hmm.
So again, whenever I do a lot of these group meetings.
Is that a benefit to the smaller company? Is that why they do that? Or a detriment to the smaller company?
Well, it's like kind of detriment to the smaller company because, as I said, prior to the Affordable Care Act, if you had Part A and B, then the employer's premium was reduced because Medicare was going to pay primary. But once the Affordable Care Act came into play, they took away that advantage.
Hmm.
So the employer was actually literally had to, for some plans, actually charge more because Medicare is supposed to be primary. Hmm. But the employer cannot force that employee to take Part B if they don't want to pay for that yet.
Somebody asked me the other day, I was golfing with some guys, is that Obamacare plan still around?
Well, the Affordable Care Act is still there.
It's still there, right?
Yeah, everybody tried
to. Medicare plans are there, Medicaid plans are there.
Nothing has changed. Those options have increased this year. Last year, we had 21 different plans. This year, we had about 25.
Wow.
So there's more options, and in some cases, a lot better options, but more expensive also.
And I know there was a plan during Obamacare where you had to go online only. You had to apply online.
Those are all the individual plans.
Oh, yeah. that people, was it like MedQuest or what is that?
MedQuest is more Medicaid.
Medicaid plan, right. Yeah. Okay.
So those are still there based on income. So if you're under 65, it'll be MedQuest. Once you turn 65 and above, that becomes Medicaid.
Yeah. So guys, if you own a company, small or large, you might want to call Margaret so you get to really get the correct facts. But I'm sure a lot of companies don't know that, right?
They don't know that. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't even think about that.
And unfortunately, no one teaches you about that.
Only you.
So I go out to anybody that wants to talk to me about their health insurance, their Medicare, because it's so important for that business to understand because it affects their bottom line.
Well, a lot of HR people, and it's not a knock against them. They don't have time to worry about
this. They're so busy with everything else.
I've had about 7-8 shows on Medicare, and I still learn something new every day.
Exactly.
And you can't expect your HR manager to know all the answers. So, guys, yeah, call Margaret at Copeland Insurance. She's one of our major partners in a magazine, but it to me is so important. You know, I'm only 61, so I have a few. I told my wife we have a few more years, but I have to make that decision as well.
Yes.
I mean, I'll probably be working until at least 70. If not longer, but...
And I explain to my clients when they're applying for Medicare Part A and Part B, they do not have to apply for Social Security retirement benefit. They're two totally separate subjects. So if you don't need the money and you don't want to pay taxes on that Social Security income, let it grow 6% every year until you're about 70 and a half. But if you need it, because I was a two school of thought. I worked with an attorney, and you know, of course, he's doing very well. And he said, "Well, I'm going to take my Part B Social Security retirement benefit." And I said, "Well, why would you want to do that and pay taxes?" He said, "Because I don't want the government to keep that money. And what if I don't live that long?
Yeah.
Then I lost it all." So I said, "Oh, you know what? So I'm taking my Social Security retirement benefit too."
So let's say, well, we're going to take a short break soon, but before we get to that, in the second half of the show, we're going to cover the newer plans for 2022.
Yes. Excellent new plans.
Some of the shift and changes for Neighbor Islands.
Yes.
And then really how to apply, and also when people have a question after, let's say after January 1st, because there you can actually...
Make a change
up until March 30th?
Yes, 31st.
31st, okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a short break right now? You'll hear our commercials, our sponsors, so thank them and support them as much as possible. I am Percy E. Howard, your host here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Margaret, real quick, if they turn off you all after our second half, what's the best way to reach you at?
Give my office a call at Erico 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877, and we'll be able to assist you with an appointment and with a review, all at no cost and no obligation.
Great. Thanks a lot, Margaret. We'll take
Thank
a short
you.
Break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
5914777. Shoot 'em for Vegas around. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
4-9-1-4-7-2-8.
Good luck,
we go play. AI.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihari, your host here, and it's Sunday morning. We tape this usually Wednesdays or Fridays, the week before, but this is Medicare enrollment period, October 1st to December 7th. You cannot apply until the October 15th, but it's a great time to gather information. And one thing, it's interesting, several years ago, I had two shoulder surgeries, and I've mentioned this before on the radio, but it just shocked me. I think 52 or 53 at the time, and I was getting ready for surgery. The nurse comes in, fixes everything up, and then he brings a little clipboard, and she goes, "Oh, Mr. Ihari, what kind of medications are you taking?" "Medications? I don't take any medications." And to this day, I'm 61. I don't take medications now because what do you mean? I take glucosamine. I wasn't taking xanthosine yet, like I am today. Vitamin C. I think vitamin B plus. I was thinking I was taking back then. He goes, no, medication. I said, why are you so thinking I had taken medication? He goes, why are you asking me that question? I go, and she told me, he goes, oh, most people over 50 do take some kind of medication.
They do, unfortunately.
Oh, I didn't think about that. So I did this test. I always try to verify everything we do at the magazine, everything I talk about. And so I started asking about 10 of my friends. And I was shocked. 8 out of 10 took medication.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, guys, she's skinnier than me, too. I was like, wow. In fact, I remember going to Dr. Shintani's class several years ago, the 10-day course, and about 50 people in the course. And we all, the first day of your class, Dr. Shintani says, okay, everybody talk about why you're there. So it took us about 2 hours to get through 50 people, and I was like the last person. I was sitting in the back. And I was shocked. Besides myself and a wife of one of the other patients, we were the only people in the room that were not taking any medication.
Wow.
And I would tell you 80% of the people in that room were smaller than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, skinnier than me, mm-hmm. I should say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. I was shocked at how many people had all kind of, diseases I had never even heard of.
Yes.
I mean, how do you get the disease? I mean, I don't know, but it just shocked me. And that's when I really, the wheels started turning me about health and really, made me make it a big priority in my life about trying to be healthy and do things to be healthy. If they didn't invent potato chips and ice cream, I'd probably be about 20 pounds lighter.
Yes, isn't that true?
Oh, besides beer and wine. But seriously, I mean.
And all the other good food.
I mean, I eat health. I try to eat healthy. I eat, my wife's great at making vegetables. And guys, get an Instapot and air fryer.
Yes.
Oh, those air fryers are fantastic. And we had a friend over the other night for dinner. He goes, is it easy to clean? That's the best part about an air fryer. It's so easy to clean.
Yes.
And because there's no oil.
Yeah.
I make Brussels sprouts in there. Grow chicken. We made French fries one day.
Mm-hmm.
No oil. So anyway, I'm off the topic. And I kind of do this all the time. But okay. And actually, the reason why we're talking about that is your health.
Yes.
Guys, you're going to see a ton of commercials now on TV from just about every carrier, newspaper. My magazine has a lot of them. And it's something that I think... we really need to embrace health.
Yes.
I'm a big proponent of that. And I've just seen the benefits for myself. But it's funny, I told my doctor, I can't lose weight though. He goes, well, are you happy? Goes, yeah. Well, the tests don't lie. All my numbers are great. It's just I can't lose weight. But so anyway, you see commercials now. And when I first saw these commercials, I go, what does that mean? And you talk about dual eligibles.
Yes.
Medicare, Medicaid qualified.
Yes.
I didn't, okay. I know what Medicare is. I know what Medicaid is, but how is it coming together? So in a layman's term, Margaret, can you explain basically what that is?
Medicare, Medicaid is for people that are 65 or older, or if they have been on Social Security retirement disability for 2 years, and they qualify for Medicare Part A, inpatient hospital, and Part B.
Hold on. Medical disability for 2 years, is that what you said?
Social Security disability for 2 years, yes. So if you're under 65 and you've been on Social Security disability for more than 2 years, then you qualify for Medicare Part A and Part B. So once you have Part A and B, then you basically qualify for Medicare and all the Medicare Advantage plan and Medicare supplement plan options available to you. So when you come get to an income level, and I'm going to start with what we call low income subsidy or extra help, because right now, because of our economy and everything, a lot of people are being affected. So if anyone that is making less than $1,853, $1,853 a month of income.
And well, that's a lot of income, $1,800.
Yeah.
Because the average Social Security is only about $1,300 in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And for a couple, $2,505 of monthly income, you qualify for what they call extra help, which means that depending on how low you are below that, Medicare will actually pay for your Medicare Part B premium, and they will also discount some of the cost of your medication. Your asset level has to be, for a single person, less than $14,790, and as a couple, $29,520. So when you qualify for these extra help under Medicare, it's to help people maintain their health and their basic lifestyle.
Do those numbers change every year, though?
Yes, they do.
Do they go up every year?
Slightly, because it's based on the average of the 100% of the federal poverty level.
Okay. So, guys, if you can't write these numbers down fast enough, you can go back to our website, generation808.com, and we're going to put this radio podcast on our website, and that way you can take this number down. $1,853, that's a lot of income.
Mm-hmm. When you think about it, how can you live and pay your rent, your gas?
Or your mortgage.
Your food? Yeah. I mean, it sounds like
insurance,
a lot, but for Hawaii,
it's not.
That's nothing.
This is a nationwide figure, or is that a Hawaii figure?
No, that's Hawaii.
Hawaii figure. Wow. $1,853, that's pretty good.
That's for extra help. When you hit $1,235, and less than $2,000 of asset in your bank, as a couple, $1,670 a month, and $3,000 of assets, then you qualify for Medicaid, which is welfare. Okay? So when you qualify for Medicaid, you will have a set of benefits, but if you're over 65 at Medicare A and B, as I say, if you are under 65 that are on Social Security disability, you can qualify for the Medicare portion of it, where you have all those Medicare Advantage plan that you're available to, and those have all those great extra value benefits. And some of these extra value benefits are really improving to keep the member healthy, because there are actually plans that will give you healthy food.
That's one thing people don't realize. These Medicare plans, hospitals do not want you in a hospital.
Nope.
That is not what they want. They're not trying to attract you to come to the hospital. They want you to stay healthy. That's why the plans, you know, some of the plans have enrollment to gyms like that. They don't want you in a hospital, guys. So they want you to stay healthy so they don't have to see you in the hospital, right?
Especially now with COVID, because it's the healthier you are, the easier you're able to kind of fight off these different variants and diseases, and you're just going to feel a lot better. So What these Medicare, Medicaid plans, what we call dual eligible plans, are there to really help those that are low income stay healthy and stay safe. In fact, now, even this year, we have to do a health risk assessment to see that some of our seniors, if they're depressed, if they have some housing issues, if they have some food issues, there are agencies that are there to help them, and Medicare Advantage plans have these resources that are there to help them. So we really want to keep our seniors healthy and safe, and some of these added value benefits, and there are a lot to choose from. So you can't just stay with one plan forever and think that's going to be the greatest plans, because again, if your doctors are going to participate with that plan, and if your medications are being covered at a very good cost, then choose and look at the added value, because some of them have dental. I mean, full dental to include dentures. I mean, it's amazing. And others will include hearing aids. So again, check with us. Let us know what are your needs, and we will help you select a plan that may fit your needs. Again, the main important issue is who are your doctors and what are your medications?
Yeah, you know, when you say talk to the doctor should help you out, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody tell me that. You know,
well,
that they talk to the doctor because they're too busy. Three or 4 minutes per patient? Like, that's crazy.
Well, you know, that's why telehealth is great.
I don't blame the doctors.
Yes.
You know?
But, you know, they're doing the best because, unfortunately, in Hawaii, we have such a shortage of doctors, over 800 and growing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary. It's like, see, good teachers. We have such a shortage of everything because our cost of living is so high. When you look at the median income in the, $800,000 to $900,000 and $1 million, I mean, to me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How can people live and pay their bills and stay healthy? I mean, that's why these Medicare plans are including such great benefits. And, you know, for people on the outer islands, you know, a lot of them may not have as rich of benefits as they do here in Honolulu. And in 2022, there's actually plans that will allow you to, if you're on a Medicare, Medicaid plan, to look at plans in Honolulu that you can sign up for and make that change and have all these added value benefits and lower costs. That's going to help you save money.
Yeah.
So we have agents on all the islands. I am good, but I think our staff is better. They are there on site to help you. I don't like people to talk to me long distance unless they really want to, because I rather people work with people face to face that live next door to them, because that to me is what the personal touch that you want to have with your agent. So, you know, please call me if you're on the outer islands. We would love to have you talk to our agents that's there. We have people that speak Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, so we want you to be comfortable.
Yeah. So we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Give her a call. Best number to reach you here at your office,
808-591-4877.
Okay. Yeah. So 2022, we're almost here. It's hard to believe. Gosh, it's October already. You know why I say that, but I'll be 62 next year.
Yes.
But let's talk about improvement, some of the newer plans.
Yes.
And some of the enhancements. Can we talk about that?
Well, I can't go into details by carriers, but there are plans with so much enhancements. Like I said, you know, there are plans that are including vision with glasses. There are plans that are including dental. It's not your traditional dental plan, but hey, it's a plan that's included as part of your benefit. And to me, any added value is fabulous. There are plans that are included what they call over-the-counter items that give you like a debit card that you can buy things that are good for you, you know, over-the-counter item that can help save you money. Because I tell my clients, I say, oh, you know, I can buy that at Long's. I say, you know what? I'm Chinese. I'm cheap. I love to get anything free. I would love to get that $1,000 a quarter of free items that I can get that you have. So anyway, check with your advisor, your broker, and see if you can find out all of the new exciting changes. As I said, the one for the Outer Islands to be able to apply for some of the plan benefits here in Honolulu, I think is fabulous. Because anything to help save my clients money, we're always there to help them.
Yeah. So Neighbor Island guys, if you have somebody on a Neighbor Island, relative,
family.
Friend, family, it's really important to reach out to them because they have changed.
Yes.
And I was actually surprised. When it started about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago where they started reducing the amount of benefits and plans and watering down plans for the Neighbor Island. And I get it. There's less doctors out there, less services out there, less programs out there. So I'm glad to see it coming back. You know, our Neighbor Islands are very important. I was just on Kauai a couple months ago. Love the island. I'll be back. And then Maui is one of my favorite islands as well, because you can do more over there. And it's more active. And it seems like when you go to Maui, when I go to Maui, it just seems like they're more younger and active people. And I'm 61. They just seem to do more within a day because maybe they were more outdoorsy. But yeah, a lot of stuff to do out there. Let's talk about level of drugs plan.
Before I go there,
okay.
The Big Island of Hawaii had HMSA and Kaiser, which is a stable. But now there's a new plan there, which is WellCare. And they are an option that is really something people need to consider because anything to help save money and lower the premium, I think is a good thing. You know, there's always pros and cons to everything. As long as you understand fully what you're getting into and who are you, what are your choices, is what we're all about. Because again, we want you to get the best value because we're not tied to any one carrier, any one company, any one plan. We're there to do what's best for you. So,
well, plus the commission is all the same.
Exactly.
That's one thing really good about, you know, when they first started, it was not like that, right? So certain plans paid more.
Well, they weren't supposed to, but yeah, it's supposed to be a level because it's all managed by Medicare.
Right. So when you say WellCare, is that the same as Ohana Care?
Yes, Ohana is
fully changed out.
It's now going to be called WellCare because that is their national name.
Okay.
Centene is the company, right. The mother company, or so they are coming up with some incredible benefits. They used to only be known for just a PPO plan. HMO plan, health maintenance organization. But now they actually have some preferred provider options. And as I said, on the Big Island of Hawaii, WellCare is there. And that is exciting for the people of Hawaii because the cost of premium for the Outer Islands are very expensive.
Yeah.
So at least Kauai, Maui have some options. But the Big Island for the many years had very limited option. So we're excited about that. And we're always embracing plans that are there to give our clients and our seniors options. And that's what we're all about.
And really, the two things they need to do is check to see if the doctor's on the list.
Yes.
And secondly, the medications.
Because obviously, it's a more limited network of doctors.
Yeah.
But if it's going to keep you healthy, save you a lot of money, at least take a look at it. It may not be for you, but again, we're just here there to be the provider of information.
Yeah.
We're not here to sell you anything. That's what I tell clients when they first call me. Don't worry, I'm not going to sell your plan. And we're just really here to explain how to understand which of these plans are going to be good for you because it's not a one-size-fits-all. And the most important cost is your drugs, which is what we're going to go into next.
Right. So, like I said, I don't take any medications for now.
Yes.
But I know a lot of people are. So, I don't know. How many people actually check that every year? Not a lot, right? They just stay
not
with the
like
same
we
plan.
Do. Yeah. We encourage it. So, a lot of clients has been with me for years and years, and I'm just so grateful to them because I send them a reminder card in September. They're now so trained that in September they start calling me. Because they know that once October 15 starts, every hour on the hour,
you'll be busy.
I'll be busy. So I'm already booking into November.
Wow.
But, you know, I work Saturdays, I work Sunday afternoons because I just feel it's so critical for people to understand the new costs. Because as we get older, unfortunately, the need of our medication becomes so expensive. I looked at
it only goes up too.
Exactly. And the brand name drugs, the specialty drugs, are in the thousands of dollars. So we really look at most of the plan options and give you the top three. And we give it to you in writing because, you know, we're good to our word because everything we do comes to Medicare.gov. So we know we're not making it up. And you're going to have the documentations. A lot of times we tell our clients to understand when I ask for what are the pharmacies you want to go to. Because the pharmacy you go to can actually affect the cost of your medication.
Really?
Because if the plan that you are on, that pharmacy is not a preferred or standard pharmacy, the cost of that's going to be a lot higher.
Because
the research that we do for you are based on the preferred pharmacy for that particular plan. So
and the plan, the pharmacy, and the drug.
Yes.
Oh, I never thought about that. So they can charge you different prices for different drugs?
Oh, absolutely. From one plan to the other.
Like say a CVS and Walgreens and PharmaCare and Kaiser.
It's based on the plan. Because that same drug, the same dosage, one plan is a generic and one plan is a brand name drug.
So let's say I have the same plan as you the same drug as you, but you went to Walgreens or Long's or what, Kaiser or PharmaCare, and I went to, let's say you went to Long's, Walgreens, Long's, CVS, and I went to Walgreens. The price can be different?
It depends on what plan I was in, which plan you are on.
But if I were in the same plan, same drug, it would be the same cost.
If you're going to the preferred pharmacy for that particular plan.
Oh. When you say preferred pharmacy.
Because, like, not all drugs are covered by all plans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So every plan has their own list of formularies, a list of medications. So that's why we go to Medicare.gov, because that is like the neutral ground that we go to, and that's where the information is supposed to be. So we take the top three lowest costs, and then we'll let you know what company that represents, and for that company, what are the preferred pharmacies that participate with that company. So there's a lot of details that it goes into it. That's why my clients understand that now. That's been with me for a lot of years, and that's why they do these reviews with me, because it can be really expensive.
Yeah, well, we were talking about a friend of mine last month, I think it was, and this person was paying $1,000 a month.
Oh, yeah. Some of the plans are, I mean, drugs are $3,000 a month. I mean, it's so we try to work with the doctors, because based on their income, if they're on the lower income, the doctor can write a letter to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer can either give it to the member based on their income, lower income, either at no cost or at a reduced cost for a couple of years. So it's complicated, and all the different levels of donut holes and gaps and all of that good stuff. We tell our clients if and when they're going to hit these levels, when and what are the costs, because they'll have it in writing on paper. I mean, granted, many of them don't look at the papers after I go over with them, because they know they can always just call me, and that's great. But we just want to make sure that these things are documented and they know that it's there.
Yeah, guys, so you need to, is Medicare.gov probably the best place, or the only place that really is
a third It's a place party? Where you're going to get all the information. Yeah. That's a place I go to for the fact that I'm giving you that's Medicare approved information.
Yeah, because I know I got a call the other day from a friend of mine who goes, yeah, they started sending me all the kind of stuff. So Medicare wouldn't send you all that stuff. You sure it was Medicare.gov? And he went back, it wasn't Medicare. So if you Google Medicare, a lot of paid advertisements come up before the Medicare.gov website will come up. So be very careful about that. If not, don't call me. Call Margaret Wong. 591-4877. Yeah, people always call me. What was Margaret's number again? It's like, okay, here you go. So I always keep it on my phone. And by the way, I took a picture of these Medicaid numbers because, I mean, for what did you call it? Extra help?
Yes.
$18.53 a month for the individual and $25.05 for couples. That's pretty good. That's pretty
but
darn
look at
good.
The cost of your housing and gas now going up. It's scary out there.
Okay. So, you know, because of my friend who has a level, is it called level 5?
Yes, it's a specialty drug.
Then that's level 5.
Tier 5, yes.
Tier 5. So there's 1 to 5 tiers?
Yes. Tier 1 and 2 are generics. Tier 1 is preferred generics. Then there are generics. Then there are brand name drugs. So brand name goes tier 3 and tier 4. And specialty drugs are tier 5.
Wow.
And those are in the thousands of dollars.
So nobody covers specialty drugs?
They do.
Oh, they do?
But it's expensive.
And it still can be $1,000 or $3,000 a month? That's a copay? Wow. So I'm fascinated because I don't take any medication. I was prescribed medication about 3 years ago. And I went to Long CVS because it's near my house. And I ordered a high blood pressure and a cholesterol pills. And I put it up top of my kitchen counter and said, I'm not taking it. So I spent the next 6 months really starting to do more exercise. And I went back and they're good. So now I know my plan.
And that's what is a good advice, because I was prescribed a very expensive drug, Ozempic. And I was surprised because I know how expensive it is. That's my doctor. Why am I taking this? He said, well, you're, you know, pre-diabetic and you're a little overweight. And so this is to help protect you and help you lose the weight. So I said, okay, the Chinese in me is kicking in. I don't want to pay that premium or that copay. So I'm going to lose my weight first. And if my weight is reduced and I'm healthier and eating better, then I won't have to take it, right? He said, well, when you get to that level, come back and see me and then we'll reassess. And so I lost a lot of weight. I lost 25 pounds.
You did.
And so I'm not taking that expensive drug. Good. So, you know, if you have some Chinese or Scottish or whatever you call it in you, stay healthy because it will literally save you hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, guys, our October, November issue is probably gone almost everywhere in our state. That ran out very quickly. The topic about diabetes was huge. I did not know how big that disease is.
Here in Hawaii, it's huge.
Over 776,000 people have that, or diabetes or pre-diabetes. I was shocked by the numbers.
Well, look at what we eat. Mac salad with spaghetti and rice.
Oh, I stopped Mac salad. I love Mac salad, don't get me wrong, but I cut that out of my diet. Like I said, if they didn't make ice cream and potato chips and beer and wine, I'd be fine. But I love those things. So I'll eat like last night I ate vegetables. I think I made cauliflower and beets. And my snack was chips. Sorry, guys. That's the reality.
Once in a while, it's good for the soul.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
Yeah. Tell my stomach that. But anyway, so quick tips. We're almost out of here. But there was quick tips during this enrollment period. And then what happens after December 31st, they can go to March 30th.
Yes. So October 15th to December 7th, every senior that is on Medicare will be able to make a change for effective January 2022. Once you're in January 2022, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you either didn't make a change in time or you made a change and it wasn't what you thought it would be and you want to make another change, change that plan, you can make one change between January 1st to March 31st. This is the open enrollment period. So you can either go back to original Medicare or go back into a Medicare Advantage plan. So when in doubt, either call my office, contact your broker that you're working with, and for those on the Outer Islands, I have excellent staff there, so I will always refer you to people that lives on your island.
Yeah. So, guys, your wealth and my wealth and Margaret's wealth is really the knowledge we provide you.
Yes.
If we can provide you knowledge and information to solve your problems, we are doing our job. So thank you very much, everybody. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to call Copeland Insurance. Check out the magazine. But yeah, it's an important period. So thank you, Margaret. I know you can be busy. I probably won't talk to you for the next 3 months because I know you'd be super busy.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
5914777. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
5914777
today.
Good luck,
we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.